Baba Basra Perek Beis Mishnah Yud Gimel, the last two Mishnahis over here deal behemshich with the damage that's caused by an ilon planted by Reuven to Shimon. And what are the schusim of Shimon vis-a-vis the balo ilon Reuven? And over here we're not dealing with the damage that's underground that we were discussing in the last few Mishnahis, the roots traveling. We're dealing over here with the branches of Reuven's tree sticking over the gvul onto Shimon's field. Ilon shu noitel l'stei chaveru. The Baal HaSodah has the branches of his tree sticking over the field. So Shimon's taina, that the branches are in his way, are niskayim on two levels. One is because the branches that go thickly over his field are pegeya, the ability to plow that field. And here we have a kli called a mardeya, where mardeya is something that was used for plowing. In order to pick up the mardeya properly and then bring it into the ground in order to dig properly for charisha, it has to go to a certain height. I don't know how tall that is. But the Mishnah says over here that it has to be that the branches are not impeding the proper use, the proper activity of the mardeya. So melekoitzitz molei mardeya al gabei amachareisha, he's allowed to cut anything that's getting in the way up to the gvul. Ubicharuv ubishikma, these two types of trees, charuv is a carob tree, charuvin. Shikma is like a, not an oak tree, but something of that sort. And both of these have very thick shade. And because of that, the problem is not in the activity of charisha. The problem is the etzem tzeil impedes growth. Today, you know it, that when somebody has on his front lawn a tree that the shade is too thick, it doesn't allow the sunlight in, the grass won't grow properly. And really, he's not going to be able to make a nice lawn. So sometimes they'll tell somebody to trim or even cut down a tree if you want to make a nice lawn in the front. That's the idea. Keneged ha-mishkoilis means like literally like a mishka, like a weight. But over here, it's not measuring weight. It's measuring height. Today they would do it, Lamarshal, if somebody has a tree in his backyard sticking over a sukkah. So the way to measure, it's sometimes hard with the human eye to see if a tree is directly, if it's many feet above, to see if it's directly on top of the sukkah. What you use is you use one of those red lights to see if it bounces off the tree. So they had something that could give a line that you would see if it's up on a straight line. He's allowed to chop any of the branches off if they go over his grass. Beis Hashlochin. Beis Hashlochin is a field that it's not enough rainwater. It has to be, water has to be brought in, irrigation. We have this concept of Beis Hashlochin, and it's the Baal also in Bava Metzia and Perek HaSoichos HaOmnin. So the halach is over there that the Baal HaSodeh could cut off the branches. Why is that? Like charuv v'shikma, except that the Mishnah over here is not limited to charuv v'shikma. Anyone, if the field is not fertile enough and it needs irrigation, that means it has a trouble getting enough water. The branches are going to block enough water from getting in. Any ilon srak. Ilon srak is an ilon that does not produce fruit. So Abishol is arguing on the categorization of only charuv v'shikma, which needs more, which creates more shade. Any ilon srak that doesn't produce fruit, charuv is a fruit tree, shikma is not. Over here he's saying it's not only shikma, it's any tree that doesn't produce fruit, the halachas is allowed to cut on a straight line over his field, because he's not mechuyev to... he's not mechuyev to lie. There is always going to be a certain amount of compromise. The Tanakama Kanira holds that the damage is not that bad, unless it's charuv v'shikma, unless it's a beis hashlochin. Abishol says, no, Betzim, there's somewhat impairment, but by a fruit tree, Chazal didn't give the Baal HaSodeh the right, because the mice are cutting down fruit. If there's no fruit, then no. He could go me'ikir adin, he could cut all the way to the straight line. Mishnah Yudal, Ilan Shu Noita L'Shus HaRabim. This is also damage that's caused by branches, but not over somebody else's field, but L'Shus HaRabim. Ilan Shu Noita L'Shus HaRabim, and L'maisipi, the low-lying branches, and people can't pass by. Koitzitz, Kadeshi Gomel Oiva V'Roichvay, how tall has to be cleared for the street. If the tree is going at a height of 30 feet over the Rishus HaRabim, so who cares? But if it's going in a way that blocks traffic, so you would say, today you would say the height of a truck, the height of a tractor trailer. No, so Chazal give their share of a tractor trailer. Kideshe gomel oive v'roichvay, the normal gomel, a camel, which is very tall, with a rider on top, of course. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, gomel ton pishton oichavilez moirois, that's even taller. I'm sorry, that's shorter. The gomel of a pishton is higher than the gomel, but not as tall as a rider. The rider, he feels, could bend down, but you can't push down the weight that's on top of the gomel that's passing by. So that much, certainly, there has to be room for him to pass by. Shimon Omer, kolo ilan kenegan amishkoilis mitnei atumer. Shimon comes up with an interesting chesmon. It might not be damaging for business, when we're talking about tractor trailers or the equivalent, gemalim, but any branch that leans over the side of a wall, you're always going to have certain places where there's a cemetery or there's a mokum tumah where people put, in those days, people would put even a nevela of, there was somebody killed that was there, or nefallim, you could have unmarked graves. Any branch that's going over Rishus HaRabim can create an oil which could be machnes tumah. Therefore, Chazal said, we want the Rishus HaRabim to be Rishus HaRabim. Somebody's walking in Rishus HaRabim, he knows he has to be Zoyin Rishus HaRabim. He's not going to be careful for what's 20 feet in. So you have branches that lean over 20 feet, he's not going to be careful. In every city, there's always one place where Kahanim have a problem going on. Let's say in Brooklyn, Ocean Parkway, they have the service lane on one side where there's a cemetery off Ocean Parkway. So you have Kahanim, can't travel in cars over there. Okay? So that michshul allows those that take care of the Rishus HaRabim to cut off anything. So you can't have branches overhanging the Rishus HaRabim.